It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS came out with its latest numbers for harvested crops as well as planted crops. The numbers look like this for corn. For the week ending October 14th, 53% is harvested compared with 42% last week, the five-year average of 41% in soybeans. As of October 14th, 66% of the crop in the bin, compared with 50% a week ago. The five-year average there, 65%. And in the winter wheat, 73% has been planted as of October 14th, compared with 58% a week ago, and the five-year average of 76%. It's Last Chance Texaco for our fall membership campaign. And if you've been waiting to support AM 580 Agriculture, now is the time, and by giving a gift of $100, you will keep AM 580 Agriculture serving your marketing and weather needs. Call with a gift now at 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455 or pledge online at WILLpledge.org. Jay Pierce is in the studio, and Jay, we're consistently looking for ways to increase the bottom line of people involved in agribusiness.
Well, yeah, and AM 580 Agriculture is responsive to the changing trends. For example, Dave, you've recently added a weekly energy analysis segment in the closing market report to examine the relationships between renewable and traditional fuels. Question is, have you been better informed in your marketing decisions by using our service? If you have, call us at 244-9455 or toll-free 866-779-9455 and let us know. We're trying to meet some significant challenges this morning, Dave.
Yes, we are, and Les Schulte is in Pledge Central to tell us all about him and probably also muddy the waters a little bit with another $350
yeah,
challenge.
I think we will. We're at 60 calls in on that challenge towards our 85 calls. We have $1,500 riding on the line on that one, but we really want to encourage our ag listeners to step forward right now on this final day and make a call at 244-9455, and to do that, our buddies Mike and Chuck at Risk Management, they're going to add $250 to our pledge total if we can hear from 20 ag listeners today who will make that pledge of support. And I believe in this service too. And being an old farm boy and growing up on the farm, I know how valuable this is. I'll throw in another $100 myself. That's $350 we can add to that challenge total. You call
Wait a minute. So we're at $1,850 in challenge money?
I believe that's
correct.
That's
not a round number.
No?
I will throw in $150 to round it out at
$2,000. Wow.
Oh. Well, that stunned the crowd.
$2,000 on the line right now with your phone call to 217-244-9455, Les.
Let's get those phones going right now at 244-9455. Thanks to Chuck and Mike from Risk Management. Thanks to, of course, Patrick at Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning for his $1,000 to get us rolling this morning, and David Gcom and our good friend Louise Allen. And we add all of this up. What are we at? $2,000 on the table right now?
$2,000. 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455. Let's go out to the weather office and get the latest look at agricultural weather with Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the weather first for the Midwest Corn Belt. It does look like it's turning wetter. It's a good thing that a lot of the harvest is done already, because those fields that are not yet finished are now going to have, some delays likely, as we had a little round of rain come through overnight, only about a tenth of an inch around here, and many places getting a tenth to a quarter of an inch. It wasn't the hugest amount of rain, but still some rain nonetheless. And more rain is on the way, coming in tomorrow night primarily on into Thursday, and some locally heavy amounts are possible at that time. So for those that are done with the harvest, this will be good in terms of helping recharge the soil moisture, because I've spoken to many who are starting to get concerned about things getting dry out there. So we will be seeing an improvement in that. Some of the rain got a little heavier, by the way, overnight as it pushed eastward. So while we only had about a tenth of an inch here and across much of Illinois, only a couple hundredths to a tenth of an inch common, but a lot of locations in Indiana picked up 2 to 3 tenths of an inch of rain, although some amounts more, some certainly less. But, for example, Lafayette picked up just over a quarter of an inch, Terre Haute 2 tenths of an inch, about a quarter inch in South Bend, and Evansville. That rain is pushing off to the east. Some of it will move through Ohio today. And then again, this next system will come in for our area mainly tomorrow night into Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms Thursday. A little bit cooler Friday. There could be what we call wraparound moisture Friday afternoon in the form of some scattered light showers. And they'll be more numerous to our north up across Wisconsin, northern Illinois, portions of Iowa, Minnesota. And then drier weather comes in over the weekend, and the newest longer-range models indicate that we may stay dry for some time. Previous to today, they indicated more rain coming in early next week, and now it's possible, very possible, that we won't have much rain until a couple days beyond that. But the models are not in total agreement. The Canadian model still brings some showers to at least the northwestern Midwest Sunday night into Monday morning. So we'll probably be dry here through the weekend, and then sometime next week we'll get some more showers. Temperatures are expected to stay mild now into next week, and the next significant cold front on the long-range maps comes about a week from Saturday. So that, of course, is all subject to change, as we always say, as long-range forecasts, especially in these transition seasons of spring and fall, are not always that accurate. Okay, a quick look at the southern hemisphere, and basically all we've been talking about lately is the fact that Argentina has had some good moisture, and now planting can proceed across Argentina and southern Brazil because they have enough moisture in the field. And the big concern is the dry areas of northern Brazil, primarily north-central into the northeastern portions of Brazil, and no rain is expected of any significance over the coming week in those areas, so they're staying dry a little longer than average. But occasional showers around Mato Grosso do Sul on southward. So Minas Gerais, Goiás, and neighboring areas is where the dryness remains a big problem. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In terms of being responsive to your needs, what we do around here is agricultural weather and market analysis, Jay.
Mm-hmm. 21 different analysts and meteorologists every week giving you the opportunity to weigh all the technicals and fundamentals in the marketplace. One of them, Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities, coming up. He heard that our friends at Risk Management Commodities had added $250 to our challenge total. And you know what? Les Schulte out in Pledge Central.
What?
Keeping track of all this stuff. Pete's adding $250.
My head's spinning.
$2,250, depending on the next 20 agriculture calls. And we got some coming in.
All right. Yes. Well, we do have calls coming in, but we need more of them coming in right now.
How many do we need?
To meet our overall challenge, the whole big pot. We need 22 calls coming in.
Calls.
That's the number to keep our eye on.
$2,250 riding on these calls, and we want the ag supporters of WILL to put us over the top at 244-9455. Remember, an $80 contribution or more gets you the WILL Ag Baseball hat.
And we'll go ahead and go out to Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for your generosity today.
Well, you're welcome. You're worth it.
You've been with us a very, very long time, and if you go back to even before with Mr. Bates, it's been a 20-odd-year relationship with AM 580 Agriculture.
He was one of the originals, along with Cooley and I can't remember who else.
I think Daryl Good was in the
Daryl Good was there, yeah. It was Paul and Daryl Good and Cooley were the three originals. They used to come back at Christmas there for a long time.
and we're trying to reestablish some of that Christmas cheer and try to get back to those traditions as well. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. We saw that overnight in the soybeans, we popped above last week's highs. What do you think that implies for the balance of the week?
It could mean we're going to make, continue to go higher. Usage is still good. We do have troubles with worries about are the bean yields going to be as good after the report last week, and so that's helping push the beans. The crisis over the crude oil is helping the bean oil, but it doesn't seem to be helping ethanol, but it is helping the beans also.
So the call in soybeans today then?
We're calling soybeans 2 to 4 higher.
Turn your attention to the corn. What are you seeing there today?
We're just seeing, we got enough of it. Ethanol is just kind of a blah subject right now, and so we're calling corn 1 to 2 lower. We were down that last night.
Is there some significant resistance on the charts overhead nearby?
In corn, the 370 area, the 365 to 70, we got to 62.5 yesterday and 62 last night. That's going to be hard to get through. And then in the 08 corn, back to those 420 area in the 08 corn.
Should people be hedged in the 08 at some percentage in beans and corn at this point?
I would think on beans we would want to have 20% of it covered for the 08. In corn with less acres, I wouldn't be as, maybe have some of it there, but I would want to be getting up close to that $4 number, and we did have that back in the last month.
Let's go back out to Pledge Central, where $2,250 are on the line right now, and I see the phones are ringing fast and furious at there, Les.
They are. We need probably about 20 calls yet to make this challenge. We have how much do we have on the line? $2,250. Thanks to Chuck and Mike at Risk Management, and thanks Pete at Bates Commodities, and of course Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning, David Gcom, and our good friend Louise Allen. We combine all that together, and we've got a lot of money on the table.
We got about $100 riding on each call right now at 244-9455. 244-9455. Let me emphasize, this is the last day of our fall pledge drive. And if you have been waiting to make your pledge until a time when it really means something, look at that. $2,250 riding on the next 20 calls, including yours at 244-9455.
Or toll free 866-779-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Pete, let's go ahead and look at the wheat, where it looks like from a technical standpoint the charts are suggesting that there might be some more downside pressure.
Right. The charts are suggesting that the highs are in and that the prices are going to continue on down. We're looking at it going clear back into the 850 area. Let's see. Well, I don't even remember where it's at the moment, but we're at 8 and that would be if we would went back up. But we're looking at the 790, which is another 20 down, and then back in the 750 area. So the charts show that we've made the highs, and people are using other things instead of wheat. Europe's using bean meal. They're finding more wheat in Russia and those areas and not buying it from here.
Do you think over time that, and I'm saying a period of months, we might see wheat back down and in the 642?
Oh, easily. We could see it there. With all the wheat being planted in the northern hemisphere, and we're like 1% behind normal here. Heard somebody saying we're way behind. We're not. And it's looking good in lots of places. We could see wheat go back to its normal standard lows in the 350 to 450 area.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Jay, you know, we bring agricultural programming 6 days a week, if you can include Commodity
yep.
Week on Saturday. And if you want to flip over to the television station and catch Market mm-hmm. to Market on Sunday, it's 7 days a week.
And it's 24/7 on the Internet, Dave. And every week you get the Ag Email newsletter. I can't stress enough that this service has been built by the agriculture supporters at 244-9455. You're helping to build a service that's valuable to you. How much more valuable can it become? Well, that's up to you. When you call 244-9455, an $80 or more contribution will send you that ag hat. We want to paint the fields blue, and we want to meet these challenges. We have $2,250 on the table, Les.
I know. This is starting to sound like calculus to me out here. I can't hardly add them all up. Hey, one more thing. If we can get one new friend of agriculture who will call in as a new friend of WILL, we have the AgriGold Challenge for $250.
And that'll be added in when we get one more?
Yeah, they've been adding $10 to each new friend of WILL, up to 25, and we're at 24. So call 244-9455 and become a new friend of WILL right now.
Lots of people getting together to make this happen. You join them, 244-9455, right now.
And when you do that, we'll be sure to count you as a member of AM 580 Agriculture. Again, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. The number, 217-244-9455, or toll-free, 866-779-9455. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:06 Central Time.